But what of the more obvious melodic material, the tune on the top? Now, what Beethoven does with that, in true Beethoven style, is immediately to develop it, to vary it, to transform it. Now, right away, we can spot one obvious transformation. What was this has now become this. And so we already have a metaphor. This is that, in disguise. A equals B. What went down now goes up. So B is A in new clothing. And the common X factor is, of course, the rhythm. Dum-da-ga-dum-dum. Now that's an elementary permutation, simple inversion, as it's called. But there's a far subtler transformation involved here, namely a linguistic deletion of the kind we found last time in the Mozart symphony. Look, here again is the opening four-bar phrase, ending in the dominant. Now, according to the symmetrical demands of the deep structure, there should follow a complementary four-bar phrase ending in the tonic. How dull! The symphony has died a morning. Imagine then trying to go on with the next section. Sheer agony. And the remedy, of course, is deletion. Just lose that second complementary phrase and eliminate the agony. The opening material is now free to develop.